are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Oh boy, the board's lighting up already. Yes, let's ease on into the show, people. I know y'all want to talk, and I want to hear you. I really do. This is just I'm liking this whole whistleblower thing. People, I'm so dead serious. Support your whistleblowers. Support them. If it means you get targeted. You know, they can't target us all. They're trying. They will succeed in targeting us all if we all just stand in line as, you know, lambs for the slaughter. No, it's time to step in a line, have a little bit of civil disobedience, and support our heroes. Heroes. That's something that people have forgotten about. Yes, we had heroes, and we still do have heroes in our society. For our social and political freedoms. We do have it. Okay? You just have to... You have to put them up on a pedestal. You've got to share their cause. Even if it's only, you got 5 minutes out of your day, just share the stuff. Talk to somebody. 5 minutes a day. I'm not saying you gotta quit your job and move to the rainforest and build a treehouse. But you have a responsibility. It's time that we get out of the state of, you know, this arrested development and become more as a society, as a people. Okay. More whistleblowers. I love it. Okay. So... Let's bring everybody on here. I know I've got Rob D here on the mic.
Hi, you spoke.
And do we have Melvin this evening?
Yes, I'm here. Great show, guys.
All right. And you're already buzzing. You're humming.
I have my mic on, volume way down.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, all right. Well, try to get a mic on that. Try to work with that, please, Mike. If you can. So, with that said, Mike, can you get to the first caller, please? We have Reb on the line. Go ahead, Reb.
Yeah, this is Reb. Can you hear me now?
Yes, absolutely. What's going on, my friend?
We got a bunch of stuff going on the radio. We're not wearing masks, and we're talking with the J2 Access. We can't take shots. It's about time to put down this rebellion. We got people. I even have someone on the phone from Texas. They'll tell you everything sucks, right? Am I right? They might not answer, but we got extra people on the line here. So we called J2 Access today. And we got on this other show. I put it on your phone system. You could send it over to Mike to put on Facebook, and he'll put it on for you. I don't know if you heard it. Did you get to check your phone system today?
Well, are you talking to me? The studio line? yeah, well, they get checked about once a week. So... And wait, you're not a person that's calling me from a private number, are you?
That's us.
Because
we're on a special tricked out phone with a Defense Intelligence Agency monitor.
What did I tell you? We're harassed nonstop by a private phone. We only answer people with caller IDs.
Yeah, but we left the broadcast on for you that you could give it to Mike, and he'll put it on the Republic Broadcast Facebook page. And this time we got, there's an information line now. If you dial it and you have, if you're breathing wrong, if you're looking at your neighbor and they make you sick and you call in, they'll mark you down as tested and you've got the corroded virus. Just by calling in now, anyone could call in so they could pad the statistics. We just found it today. It's on a bunch of lines. It's an 866 number and people are calling in. I don't feel good. My neighbor makes me sick. And then you got the virus. Just left. A lot of these people, they look so gross, they do turn your stomach. So, I mean, anyone, it says if you're breathing trouble, if you have a temperature, if you're coughing, if you spit in the wind and it gets on your face, and all sorts of stupid questions. And if you say yes to any of them, then all of a sudden you got the virus. You don't even have to come in for the test now. And we're saying, that's enough. We're going to shut this down. So you get Love Scout Rev Name, and it's on this broadcast that we put. When you look at that private number, go get the last one that came, the last couple ones. You'll hear us on this broadcast. It came over your phone, and you'll hear that, and it's out of Austin, Texas. And so he agreed with us. He says, well, no shots. The only way to stop it is by force. We told the FBI we're going to hang with. Yeah, right? We don't want to. We're done with this mask-wearing crap, this shutting down America. Somebody's got to do something. And he said they're going to open up the schools. And what is he talking about? No one's going to go. It's going to be all chaos. And they're mailing. Huh?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, the schools are going to open up. We've been discussing this all like week or something, and I was talking to OSI, and it's time to bring in troops here. We're going to make Colorado our test state, and the only thing we argue about with the military is who's going to get here first, 82nd Airborne and their airdroppable artillery, or Three Corps and its armor. That's the only thing we talk about. It's like, which way are we going to knock them down first? This whole 911 system sucks. It's got to go. You walk into a store, and you go, well, why aren't you wearing your mask? You say, because I'm not an idiot like you. That's how you got to talk to them. You can't take this no more. I've been around a long time, and this is it. This is the last straw. This is, everybody's going to wear a mask. Look, stupid. This ain't the 19th century. If you've got a mask, you're robbing a stagecoach. You're an idiot. You got to go to hell. We've had it. Aren't you fed up with this talk about everyone's got to wear a mask?
Very fed up. And they tell you, you're not wearing a mask to protect yourself, it's to protect other people. What if everybody else is wearing a mask? How are they even being protected from you protecting them? We need to protect ourselves.
The only thing we're going to wear, it's like camouflage to blast away at you assholes. We had it with the whole 911 system. That's it. We're gonna blast the whole place. We're gonna stick napalm on these guineas. That's what we call them. The whole 911 system. That's all we talk about. It's just
okay.
They declared war on the United States of America.
You know, you bring a question to mind here. Does anybody know how many military personnel supposedly came up with the COVID virus? You know, especially with everyone bunking together and being so close, working together. I don't remember hearing any soldiers being sent back home or hospitals being filled on bases. Does anybody have information on that?
Well, the last information I had was that the aircraft carrier, the one where the commander was relieved because he went public with a couple of hundred sailors that came up positive. That was a few months ago. They came up positive for the COVID virus, and the ship was on quarantine. And he went public with his concerns. I think it was something in the area of 300 out of the 2,000 on the ship were infected, and they relieved him of his command. But the sailors aboard the ship, they cheered him as he was leaving the ship. They felt that what he did was in the best interest of the troops. But that's the last I've heard about any major infections occurring in any of the military services.
And that's just testing positive. Yes. Not necessarily being
Theodore sick. Roosevelt, exactly. Yes. That was an aircraft carrier. That was they were tested positive, but they didn't actually, I don't know if they were exhibiting signs or symptoms. But the thing that struck me as curious, what you were saying about the masks, is that the Islamic countries, those people have been masked for hundreds of years. I mean, they always walk around with those, what do they call it, burqas? Whatever they call the masks.
Burqas.
Yeah, burqas, yeah. But the rate of infection in those countries is like off the charts. It's more than here in the United States from my last reading. So that kind of struck me as odd. If they're wearing masks like that all the time, then how come there's such a high?
I wonder what the hell it is you're reading, Melvin.
I can pull that up.
Why do you pull that up? I can answer your question. As of May 16th, 2020, 7,462 military members, 1,460 dependents, and 1,108 contractors have recovered from the COVID, right? They're saying that 40% of the troops that were sent to care homes to help out during this cry wolf sis that's going on have tested positive. So, you know, they're tested for exosomes, folks. Look that up. It's just, it's scandalous and it's wrong. So their stats are high, but they're not actually giving a list, like a pie chart, of how many fully everybody. I'm seeing reports of 1,500 from this one base, 400 from that one. But just, search engineing, I entered in total count of how many military personnel have positive COVID. So it's... They're cooking the books, folks, and they're cooking our rights. And yeah, the people that have to wear the hijab, and that's what it's known as in other places, is got to be adding to it. It doesn't. Well, if you're going to have to wear a face mask or a rag to cover it, a balaclava, as suggested by Fred, it sounds like a viable thing to wear and then use it appropriately.
Well,
all I know is they told me we're not allowed to wear masks and we're not allowed to take shots. We're federal witnesses. And this other broadcast that I sent to you, when you hear it, we told them the Pentagon likes our vulture emblem. They hate.
You're not wearing masks. You're going to go to camp.
Yeah, that's what they're telling you in Texas, right? He's in Texas. And yeah, they're going to do that everywhere. That's it. We've had it. We're bringing the tanks and gunships. You want to put a mask on us over your dead body? What'd you say?
Well,
Reb and Company's having a lot of fun. Reb, I want to thank you for calling in.
Okay, get our name out in a vulture emblem. They like it, and we'll do our job. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, brother. Please, thank you for putting him on, Mike. Let's get to our next caller, please. We have line 3, Michigan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I think it would be advisably wise to establish a registry, if you will, of people who make astonishing scientific declarations that are, scholarly, comprehensibly corroborated, such as on the 12th of May in the U.S. Senate, Fauci in response to Senator Romney's query regarding the prospect of a forthcoming effective vaccine. Fauci's immediate response was based upon what we've witnessed in this pandemic, being the astonishingly high-performance immune function of the mammalian human body in eradicating and clearing the pathogen. His next word is conceptually, we think we could have a relatively effective vaccine within 18 months. And this exemplifies what Chris Hinckley, Road Warrior Radio, on RBN, subsequent to that, well, it was the 3rd of July when he dove into that really well, and identified the manual from the National Defense Intelligence College. It was published by National Defense Intelligence College on in December 06, entitled Inducing Information, Interrogation, Science and Art, Foundations for the Future. It's a manual, and in the manual is a chapter entitled Kubark, which is some cryptonym by the Communitarian Insurrection Agency, CIA, regarding psychological torture and warfare, in which the desired effect of the application of applied confusion via these torture techniques results in a state of abject helplessness and Stockholm syndrome. So Fauci, in making that declaration, initially declared, corroborate the fact that has been long established for over 100 years that, and by the way, the doctors, if you haven't heard their 68-minute press conference from 22 April in Bakersfield, population 400,000, these two ER critical care docs, 40 years of experience each. They together own 7 facilities, Fresno, San Diego. They go through all this. They identify and explain why masks are not only totally ineffective, as was corroborated by a Dr. Leonard Coldwell, a German doctor living in South Carolina, and in which they tested somebody with a really nasty, like, strep throat infection, with a really nasty cough. And with and without a mask, that person contaminated a Petri dish culture, and then they examined it subsequently. The only difference was 1% with and without a mask in the cultured media demonstrating what's called the standard deviation margin of error. So essentially no difference whatsoever. So masks not only are totally ineffective in filtering microbes, but as you probably know, the exhaled CO2 and other waste gas combined with the 99 degree Fahrenheit body temperature and humidity react with the toxic chemicals in the mask fibers. And then that's inhaled, and as a
yes,
as
but, a, but you do know the medical industry has to make its money back for what I was losing. You know that just as well as I do.
Well,
they have to have something that make it seem like we have a viable hand to play, some preventative measure. They have to make it seem like we have a little bit of control in the situation, as long as we do what they say.
Well, indeed,
I read a very interesting account of how the masks were training the technology to the facial recognition technology to be able to identify people while they're masked. And also, there was another account that stated that the governmental agencies were, you know, from with their surveillance technology, they were using the people that wear the masks as the ones who are complying, and then the ones who don't wear the mask, they're identifying the individuals who will not just be like sheep, as you said, sheeple, led to the slaughter. They're the ones that are not going to be complying with just any general rule that's just thrown out there. So that could be part of it also. They're part of their agenda.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's a condition.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point. Spot on.
Yeah, it's a conditioning process, without a doubt. As the Event 201 guy, Stephen Redd from Centers for Disease, I like Rob Corporation for Disease Creation and Promotion. Thank you, Rob. And I am the guy that coined the scandemic, the planned scandemic event scenario. Stephen Redd at Event 201, 18 October last year, declared, and I heard this on RBN, Amazing Polly. They did a 30-minute excerpt of her presentation. Stephen Redd says to the audience, of his peers, do not misconstrue this corona COVID pandemic as a health event. Do not misconstrue it as a health event. And as we know, Bill Frankenswineslime Gatenberg envisions everyone, the 7 billion, in accordance with the Georgia Guidestones, owned, by the way, I actually queried Ted the Terrible Turner on NPR about six years ago, whatever, regarding that matter and why he contributed $2 billion to the United Nations. Was it by any chance to save Mother Earth from overpopulation? Oh, yes, yes. And he even cited Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau himself declared publicly that Mother Earth cannot be sustained unless every day for the foreseeable future, 365,000 people are eliminated daily.
That's ridiculous.
As Lark, they really envision a time when it'll come down to, like, global populace, as Ted Turner says, we need no more than 250 million globally. Okay, so I say let's establish a database. Like Judy Mikovits, TrueNews.com did a, I haven't heard it, but I've heard it really good, interview with her on 29 April. And as I said earlier, the 68-minute press conference of those Bakersfield ER doc, 68 minutes. And Fauci's declaration that the mammalian human body immune function is still astonishingly competent in its ability to spontaneously combat, eradicate, and clear, so the invading pathogen, we don't need a vaccine. But obviously, he demonstrates this tactic of applied confusion to get people all discombobulated and confused and in a state of helpless anxiety. Oh, well, that's right. Then there's this other guy from Johns Hopkins, a guy by the name of Angus Bergen, who was interviewed by a girl, Hari Hahn. I heard it only at Road Warrior Radio, that in this interview he says, well, we're reimagining a new moral socioeconomic system. A new moral socioeconomic system. And Lark has expounded eloquently, gee, what does that mean? Well, according to the ultimate experts like, the folks at FedRes, and there's even a guy from 1911, Werner Sombart, PhD economist, he authored a book by the title The Jews and Modern Capitalism, in which he declares that all things monetary, economic, fiduciary, including, guys, I often wonder, where did this, the art and science of money creation, credit, and the loan, it originates in the Talmud. In the Talmud. And guess what I learned tonight, guys? St. Louis, Missouri. Some king, St. Louis, or whatever. The guy orchestrated a Talmud burning. He was burning the Talmud encyclopedia. I don't know, I don't know when King Louis lived, but I guess it was Louis the Eighth. I'm not sure, but not,
was that Louis the right? 15th or 16th from France? With Marie Antoinette?
Well, he was burning the Talmud.
I may have heard something vaguely about that. But what you were saying about the trials, the vaccine trials, I read a study recently, I think it was earlier today, that they said the initial test trials have proven to induce antibodies in individuals that have been injected with it. So they're quite pleased with the initial results from the test persons, from the new vaccine. But, Rob, I had a question for you. The V asked you in the previous segment about how you felt about the forced vaccinations and the travel restrictions. Now, they've alluded to the fact that people that do not vaccinate will not be allowed to travel, like, by airplane. So if they give you the option of, like, living in Turkey for the rest of your life or taking the vaccine, what would you do? Just curious.
I'd live here the rest of my life. Beautiful country,
I got you,
kind
brother.
People,
that's
great food.
Answer.
You know, if I'm given the option, yeah. But sadly, it might not be up to me. You know, they could say we have to, all foreign nationals have to go to their home country and report in or something, sure. Or present yourself at the U.S. embassy or something. And then once you're there, if you stay in there, you're a guest of your country. In other words, you lose all your rights. So they could force things on me. Well, it's very important that we prop up our immune systems ahead of time to be able to detox anything forced into us. Now, I talked with a guy on Facebook. His name is Tom Rossi. He makes ferments and natural things to boost our immune system and to help detox us. Or you could take, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, the diatomaceous earth. It's a clay that helps get heavy metals out of your body. You excrete them very quickly. And those are great for healing your gut, which we've seen links between gut health and autism, and to be able to alleviate some of the autism and Asperger's syndromes in kids by detoxing many different ways. So, yeah, that's another thing is I try to keep as healthy as possible, not eat the processed foods, cook myself. But, yeah, I'd rather stay here the rest of my life and live than to have to be forced to go somewhere and have a premature death. That's kind of what I say about that.
You know, another thing about the mask, too, I read a very interesting study from a doctor he was a cancer doctor, and he said that, you know, in alkaline conditions, cancer cannot survive, and that by oxygen deprivation to the cells increases the risk of cancer occurring. So by wearing these masks, you know, people are going to have a higher risk of developing cancers as a result of these this mask wearing, this massive orders, for people to wear these masks, they're going to increase the cancer deaths among individuals, according to this one.
I have seen that study where it actually, by breathing in your own exhalations, causes a reaction in your body that will acidify you more.
Well, it's called suffocation. Well, guys.
Hypoxia.
Let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Yes, yes. This is the Double Dose Jeff Show, Host V, and we're gonna continue on with the show here. Interesting talk, very interesting. I want to say once again, we are not anti-Jewish on this program, but we are very much anti-Zionist. So, take it how you want it.
Yeah. Well, Zionism is a political ideal, and it doesn't chain you down to any specific religion. And there's as many Zionists across the planet of many faiths and stuff. So, yeah, and there's many oppressed Jewish people and people of all religions being oppressed by a ruling class of Zionists. Even look at the logo on the 2012 Olympics. It spells out the word Zion. Go look it up. You'll see it plain as day. You know, our oppressors' flags and symbolism is all in our face constantly, in the backgrounds of TV shows or openly displayed in logos around the planet. You know, you'll see the pyramids. You'll see the pedophile symbol, the squiggly pyramid, and you see their evil. their infiltration, their glutches around the throats of all our freedoms. So, yeah, you're right. We were not anti-Jewish. Or would I be on the show? There you go.
Hey, V, can I return to a point that you brought up earlier about Mr. Trump defunding the World Health Organization and donating the money to the Bill and Melinda Gates?
No. I believe that's wrong.
Oh, you believe that's wrong?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. He gave billions. I think it was $2.6 billion. He gave to a company to research the vaccine, to come up with the sales pit, the one they want to sell.
I see. And it is
indirectly part of the spider web that goes into Bill Gates' wallet. So, he can't say that guy is going to be saving anybody. The few people can go ahead and slumber, waiting for a great awakening, but while we continue our fight. It saddens me how anybody could even this day and age that says there's a truth or think that a president of the United States is not selected and that their vote would count. But yeah, that's great. Greatness is going on.
Yeah, I was just thinking it wouldn't be the first time that two billionaires were in bed together if that was the case. You know, they're both in it to make money. And, you know, a lot of people, I posted something on my page about Trump, how why are the Trump supporters afraid to wear masks when they've never had a problem with it before? It was something I reposted, but the image shows three individuals wearing Ku Klux Klan hoods as masks. And the flack that I've gotten from that, from people alleging how the Klan was started by the Democratic Party and how Trump is not a racist and how, but I posted, you know, so many other things after that about how racism and, you know, just the racial tensions have increased greatly in this country since Mr. Trump has been president. And it's just blows my mind the amount of people that unfriended me because I posted that. I just couldn't believe it. They are diehard believing in this president is going to ride in on his white horse and save the day. And it's just not going to happen, folks. He's part of the agenda. He's part of the control mechanism that they're trying to, you know, implement upon us. They're trying to steadily remove our freedoms. They're taking them away. You know, we win our freedoms, like I stated previously, a teaspoon at a time. We seem to gain them, but we're losing them by the gallon. And people are just complacent. And like you said, V, they need to wake up. And even if at a minimum, they just share this broadcast to get the information out there to maybe awaken one other person or give one other person some insight into what's actually occurring. People need to take some sort of action. Just get off your butts and just do something. Even use your thumb and hit the share button. Whatever it takes, do something. Just don't take it. It's just ridiculous.
The problem with Trump and attacking Trump or saying anything about Trump, the problem is you have, okay, listen, the presidency is always a seat given away that's divided in votes, where the votes are in the range of 40 on one side, 60 on one side, or 49 and 51. Half of the nation is going to hate whatever puppet they put into that seat. So the problem with criticizing anyone that sits in that seat is that you are going to offend half of the people that you know.
I see.
Okay.
Good point. Excellent.
I typically bash the presidents anyways. I'll say what they're doing well, what they're doing bad. I'll keep it factual. I have nothing against Trump personally. I think he's handling things the way I think a little better than your average Illuminati puppet, but as someone who is not supposed to be a part of the establishment and draining the swamp, he's not doing so good.
But absolutely.
just, yeah, you know, I'm flared up. The executive order. Still, the executive order. I know he didn't write it, but you know, it's just you gotta stand up somewhere. And I don't know. Do you guys think he's gonna get pushed to a point to where he's gonna have to make a choice? Like, am I really a puppy of the establishment, or am I the Trumpster and ruler of the world? You know, I've seen a lot of his ego edge away, and a lot of that clown person. I've seen a lot of that edge away. He's very stressed. Mm. He's not being himself as president.
Okay.
I'll quote some facts to say why I think he can't drain the swamp, because his bum is caught in the drain. You know, he had the Taj Mahal Casino bailed out by the Rothschild banking holding system, right? So you think he's not going to quid pro quo that help he got in the past? He said when he was running that he would Standing Rock. We all wanted to stay with Standing Rock. Don't let that oil pipeline go through there. Well, he approved it when he was president, and then that pipeline leaked. He shredded the Clean Water Act, allowing corporations to then pollute the rivers that run into the oceans and lakes. He's done that. He got rid of all that environmental stuff. His record of what he has done with his presidential New World Orders that he issues have clamped down on our freedoms completely. Tell me more about how he's saving anybody but the New World Order. I keep saying Trump is a deal maker. Even his book states how to make deals, and he's here to broker between the other nations how the deals that are going to be needed to make a borderless world with a single monetary system that is going to be total clampdown of people. Part of the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, clearly stated that they wanted Chinese internet protocols. And we're seeing that happening with what we're being allowed to share, losing our Facebook accounts, fact checkers all over the place popping up. And that clip you played of Boris Johnson clearly talking about the smart city grids, how to monitor people, how to control who's not going along with it. And you think that facial recognition system with the cameras pointing at your face while a political speech you're watching on a video isn't noting that you have a face of disagreement? It makes you that will be used against your social score. So, yeah, I see him as not only being totally owned, but visibly feeding the agendas of the oppressing class. And if the people out there get offended by what I'm saying, stop being offended by things. Do something about it. You know, I'm okay with you having a different opinion than me. I get trashed for that. They call me anti-Trump and this. No, I call it like it is. It's a coin has a head and a tail. In this case, it's Democrat versus Republican. But when you step back, all you see is a coin.
Well, they said that a few months ago that Trump was an enemy of the New World Order and that he was going after the elitists, especially with the sexual pedophile rings and the high-profile individuals, celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and Tom Hanks and all these other high-profile individuals who are currently under house arrest.
Okay, away. Melvin, you have said this before on this program.
Yes.
Who's they?
Pardon me?
Who is they? Said that Trump was, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Going after these individuals?
Yes.
Well, basically, my information comes from some of the information comes from Pamela Olson. She told me that she's on one of the committees that's just below one of Trump's two major initiatives that are going after these pedophiles. She's like right below one of the actual official bodies that the governmental agency is. So she's getting the information directly, basically from one of the two avenues of approach that they're going after with these pedophiles for. And they're supposed to be having major arrest of these individuals in the next few months. But then, you know, Trump suddenly pardoned his advisor, who was supposed to begin a 3-year term in federal prison, just gave him a presidential pardon because the guy, what was that for? The something he did for Trump. I'm not really exactly sure what was his role, but I know that he was convicted and was about to begin a federal sentence.
Oh, yes, the mobster. Well, okay, the reason why I ask is because, well, people do this, and people have done this throughout history. People campaign and put their campaign onto prominent figures and rally with that and try to make something out of it. If you didn't hear it out of Trump's mouth himself, it's probably just, you know, down the grapevine and the telephone game. Yes, he's going to do something and people get hyped, and that's just that misinformation, and that's why a lot of us get upset when these politicians
I've seen the accounts
don't do
on
anything.
Social media. I've seen some accounts where actual statements, and there's a video of Oprah Winfrey saying about how young children are sexually can be sexually stimulated or sexually aroused by, you know, this is a statements that she's actually making from her own mouth. And I've seen other accounts that how they have Tom Hanks in a hotel somewhere where he's supposedly COVID exposed, but it's actually a house arrest. And I've also seen the accounts of how the celebrity Ellen DeGeneres is under basically a house arrest, and she's frantic about it. She can't leave her residence, and that something big is supposed to be happening. So that in conjunction with the statements of Mrs. Olson, I figured that maybe there was some credibility to it, but I haven't heard it from Mr. Trump himself, no.
We heard about indictments since 2016. Right. Were supposed to be handed out in Congress. He had 35,000 sealed indictments, and we were all going,
right, exactly.
Yay, he's going to take down a deep state. He's going to get rid of the pedophile child trafficking rings.
Right.
But, you know, here we are in 2020, 4 years later. Have you seen anybody hanging yet? We hear that
one.
Epstein hang himself. But, you know, for in all realism, I don't see it happen. All I see is injustice, and out of Trump's own mouth, during the measles outbreak, he said, just take the shots. Okay, if that don't say he's in bed with Big Pharma, nothing does. And it came right out of his own mouth. He all got fooled, okay? Laugh it off. The Q PSYOP has worked well. And like V said, there's a lot of spin out there right now. Just for votes and for other people to prop up their own agendas. You know, I like to be correct, but I'm not going to go on and on and on after somebody has clearly pointed out to me why I'm incorrect. You know, it's okay to say you're wrong. Or, ha-ha, I got fooled, I'm going to fight. Trump had my support. I believe in what Q said. He told me to keep waiting. Well, that's just clearly just pacifying activists. It makes them sit on their asses, activists.
I see.
And they're not doing what they used to do because they're just waiting for a savior to come along. And we've got to save ourselves. Just do.
Well, Trump did come out with an executive order for the Child Protective Services right after the executive order that he issued from the police department for the police new behavior for the police. I read that executive order for the Child Protective Services agencies, and it was a major disappointment to the advocates in that parental rights fight. All he did was basically enhance the Child Protective Services. He did not do a thing to, you know, return these children back to their parents. You know, they're releasing all these individuals out of prison in California, and yet not one child has been released from a foster home due to COVID fears. They're keeping as many children as they can.
Now,
it's wrong.
Does that surprise you at all?
No, not at all.
Especially how we went over his executive order that's supposed to make the police take a chill pill, but no, he's just empowered them.
Yes, he did. He did the opposite. Yes, so
yeah,
no,
he refunded
surprised me, but,
the
at all.
Police.
Yeah. So and again, nobody's going to catch it because, again, politically dead. The United States population is politically dead. Nobody wants to look at what these politicians are doing. Nobody wants to be politically active. Just for him going out and saying, yes, new executive order to improve this situation. Boom. And Aaron was really
worse.
Okay, we can stop rallying now. We can stop doing activism. We can stop reaching out. Oh, everybody, just go home. And they didn't.
Yeah, we got what we wanted based on a bold type on an executive order says one thing, and the fine print says another.
People need to watch what these people are doing. Watch what these criminals, these spin doctors are doing.
Yeah, it's a political sleight of hand. Yeah, you're right.
The doublespeak is it's off the wall.
Triple speak now, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You gotta think if you gotta double think. Oh, man.
Really? We've been so lied to, folks. We're getting played like a drum. They're beating us. And I'm not going to be beat. I'm going to not be silent in the face of our oppression. And if my opinion is unpopular and I'm challenging your paradigm, good. Look into what I say. Look into what V and Melvin are saying. Look into it yourself. And don't use a mainstream article, well, ABC News says, CNN says, as proof of anything to me. We were lied to about a moon landing. We were lied to about Twin Towers. We were lied to about a Kennedy assassination. Lies, lies, lies. Tell, lie, vision. You watch programming, folks. Don't use that as sources to me. And don't quote a Harvard study to me of a school of oppression. You show me facts of what comes out of people's mouths, like what V says. The visible things that are being said. Those are the proofs. Listen between the lines of what our politicians are saying to you.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. But, you know, a lot of things that Mr. Trump have said, he's backpedaled on, like you said, especially about draining the swamp. And here he is granting a pardon to a convicted felon about to start a federal prison sentence because he had a personal relationship with the individual. So it's like you said, triple speak. And it's very frustrating. And, you know, this country's only been around, less than 300 years. How much longer do you think America is going to last if it's everything is built on lies and misinformation and fooling the people? And, you know, they take out money in taxes and they spend it frivolously on, you know, this excessive military budget. And then you got thousands of people sleeping in the streets, homeless. And now with this COVID thing and people out of work, Melvin, that's going to be tenfold the amount of people that's going to be homeless as a result of this COVID crisis.
The turning point is coming soon, my friend.
Yes, sir. People are getting fed up with this thing.
I want to, don't get me started because I'll start sounding like a supervillain. I'm making plans.
You're a superhero, V. You got a big V on your chest. You're a superhero, bro.
Because I got plans.
I know you do.
Listen.
I hope I'm part of it.
Absolutely. And I really wish we can get like someone like Jesse Ventura to run for president.
Oh,
I know Jesse's funny. and people have asked him, why don't you run for president? He's like, well, I could change more things being a private citizen than I could ever be president. He said as governor, he couldn't do anything. He was just his entire time being a governor was just being taught of what he could not do.
What state was that? Michigan, was it? Was he the governor of?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Yes. Mike says Minnesota. Yes.
Mike would know.
We'll be in charge of the world that Jesse Ventura and make Ivan Koloff coming from out of Russia. Can you see the commercials for president? I'm going to change this. A guy in the background like he's snapping the branch.
Oh, man. You know, I would love it. But, yeah, I don't know.
But in all fairness, Jesse didn't shy from the issues. Jesse definitely, with his investigative programs that I watched, he seemed very fair. But he wanted facts. He didn't want to just go by hearsay, and he didn't use the word they. He had an actual person. And, like, I use my real name on Facebook because I'm a real person with real issues and problems with what's going on in the world. And I want to be able to be reached to be talked to about. You know, you hear a lot of people use, you know, alternative names on Facebook.
Yes, I use my real name also. Yes, I want people to know who I am, but you know, sometimes that can be counterproductive if you tend to try to piss someone off. But like you said, you're not going to keep all the people happy all the time. You're always going to have someone that's dissenting from your opinion or your point of view. So just got to just keep it positive, keep it real, and just keep it moving forward.
Yeah, well, you know, we do need differences. You know, you eat just one a sandwich with just bread. It's not as good as having a sandwich with the meat and the cheese or the veg on it. You know, we all need to make a good sandwich together. Because the differences are how we change and how we grow. But to be able to listen to a difference without getting offended, to maybe take on board some of somebody else's information is important as well.
Well, everyone knows the truth when they hear it. As soon as it hits your ears, you don't need to be convinced of it. You may not like it, and you may not like the idea that you didn't think of it first. But if it's the truth, folks, as soon as it hits your ears, it resonates with your brain, and you automatically know in your heart of hearts that it's the truth. It's whether you choose to, you know, abide by it or accept it or make it a part of yourself or not. That's the choice that you make. But if it's the truth, it's the truth. It's undeniable, and it has a force of its own. So, and everyone knows it when they hear the truth. They know right away, oh, that's the truth. It's absolutely just an automatic thing.
You know, those people that automatically create a matrix of their own. Because the system is the matrix, and the system has taught people how to make a matrix of their own little world. No, it's not real. It's not real. Even though it's resonating with them. I hope the truth sticks with all of you and inspires you. It convicts you just to be a better person, be a better parent, be a better brother, be a better voter, be a better everything. It's time to it's just time to evolve. We got some trying times coming up, and we're all going to need each other. So with that said, thank you for listening into the show, and I apologize to any other callers that we didn't get to. I didn't look back up at the board, but anyhow, please call in tomorrow night if you want to discuss anything. And until then, you know, have a great evening. Good night, everybody.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.